And he stepped to the side, and I'm just going to tell you, the only way I know is to describe it exactly what happened and how I felt. He got about as close to me as Paul is right now, about 7 or 8 feet away from me. And instantly, I felt this massive wave of energy just envelop me. I know it sounds weird. It's the only way I've tried to think about what it was. It felt like liquid air. There was nothing physically touching me, but it was this wave. And it wasn't like when you walk out you're in an air conditioning building, it's 106 outside, and you walk out and you just feel enveloped by the heat. But it's similar to that, except I felt it. I mean, it was as tangible as touching, this Bible is tangible. And it just enveloped me, and I couldn't talk. I couldn't think straight. I thought I was going to throw up. I mean, I was on the verge of vomiting right there, and I just kept fighting it back. I had no idea what had hit me. This had never happened before. I mean, I'd done deliverance ministry with people before. I'd never had this kind of encounter. Never felt it myself. I remember trying to think, I need to say something. I could not put words together. And I remember trying to talk, and I was just... Well, fortunately, there was a lady who had seen all this. It was a very mature lady who came and realized what had happened, and she grabbed me by the arm, and she said, come here. And what had happened was, when the lady had passed her, the same thing had happened. And so when she saw her approaching me, she came to my rescue. She pulled me to the side, and literally as I moved away, got maybe 20 feet away, it began to dissipate. And we went back into an office and talked about it and prayed, and we eventually had to call the police because the lady wouldn't leave, and they had to come and escort her out. That's the most bizarre thing I've ever felt in my life. Monday morning, I wish Ann were here to tell you, because she was a part of this. Ann was the receptionist for the church, and she was, when you walked into the offices, she's just right there in the window, and she greeted everybody. Monday morning, we had intercessory prayer meetings at our church in Kansas City all the time. We had them from 6 to 8 in the morning, from 10 to 12, and from 6 to 8 at night. And so we were at the 10 o'clock prayer meeting, and it had just started. There were probably about this many people in a room about one-fifth this size. And we were in worship, and all of a sudden, we're all in there in this room, and I mean the most horrendous stench I have ever smelled just filled the prayer room. It was disgusting. I'm not talking about body odor, folks. I'm not even talking about what you'd smell if you went to a sewer or to a city dump. I can't even describe it. And I remember looking up, and Ann comes running into the prayer room, and she looked like she was just pale, like she was about to throw up. And sure enough, the lady had just walked in, and this odor just came off of her. It just filled the prayer. It was a two-story building, and all our pastoral offices were upstairs. And I'll never forget, the door opened to the prayer room, and all the pastors were coming down the steps saying, "What is that smell? That's unbelievable." They're all holding their noses and running out. It filled the office building. We took this lady. I mean, somehow I can't even remember how we overcame the horrid smell. And we took her upstairs to one of the offices. And I and... a friend of mine named Michael Sullivan, who's spoken here at Bridgeway, and Lee Harms, who did a lot of deliverance ministry, we sat down with her. We led her to Christ right there in the office and cast multiple demons out of her. This precious woman was so gloriously saved, and eventually she and her husband got back together, and they brought their kids to the church, and she got involved in children's ministry. It was a wonderful story of redemption. But I guess the reason I'm mentioning this as illustrative of this idea of the physical assault without even touching me that came. And I've often wondered, and I've asked the Lord, why did you let that happen to me? I mean, I wasn't walking in sin. I wasn't unrepentant. I don't think I was doing anything wrong that somehow opened me up or exposed me to the reality of this demonic power. And it felt like the Lord just said so clearly. He said, "You got up and didn't put your armor on today." It's just like Ephesians 6. It's like I just took for granted that I was automatically insulated against any kind of demonic presence or attack. And it's like the Lord saying, I'm allowing you to sense this power. So you know what others experience. You know what it can do so that you will be prepared, you will be alert, and you will be more diligent to put on the armor of God and to stand strong in the power of Christ. It was just like the Lord. I said, okay, message received. I got it. But again, just an example. I don't know if any of you all have ever had anything similar to it. It's not pleasant, trust me. The whole issue of this utterly demonic stench was just, I'd never even heard about that or read about it before. But it was amazing that as soon as we led this lady to the Lord and set her free, the stench disappeared. I mean, it was just gone. How's that to end the session tonight? It's great, though, to realize and to experience the power of the Holy Spirit over the enemy and to know that people who are so thoroughly demonized, this lady had been involved in every occultic activity known and even unknown to mankind. She lived actually in Olathe, Kansas, just down the road from where we were. And it's just amazing how the Lord set her free. A few quick questions before we dismiss tonight. I don't want to just leave you hanging in case I need to explain something to you. Or is that enough? Let me pray. Gracious Father, thank you for this simple but glorious truth that each of us tonight who knows Jesus as Lord and Savior can walk out of this room, into our cars, back home, out into society, into the most corrupt, spiritually oppressed, and dark places in our world and do so without fear, knowing, as Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, that He has given us in His name power over all the enemy so that nothing can harm us. Lord, I thank you for that. Father, I want to pray right now for every man, woman, and child in this auditorium. And Father, I want to ask you that if I have created fear in their hearts, that you would overcome that with a sense of your powerful presence. That if that story, that reality has in some way made them anxious, that you would remind them right now that greater is He who dwells within them than he who is in the world. Father, I want to pray and intercede now for anyone here tonight who may have encountered something similar, whether on a lesser scale or even a bigger one, or they've sensed this kind of spiritual evil energy in their home or at a place of work or in another person. Lord, would you right now, once again, fill them afresh with your Spirit and impress upon their hearts and their minds the glorious truth that Jesus is Lord. And that all principalities and powers and all of the demonic host, as Ephesians 1 says, have been placed beneath His feet. And that we have been exalted and seated with Christ at His right hand in the heavenlies. So Lord, I pray that this story would not cause fear or anxiety or hesitation, but rather it would remind us of the marvelous power that we have in the name of Christ through the Spirit, and that we would not fear. Lord, grant us discernment and wisdom as we encounter those who are under the influence of this horrific demonic presence, and give us the courage in the name of Jesus to make known the gospel to them, and by your grace and your mercy to enable them to see the beauty of the Son, so that they will turn from the ugliness of Satan. Help us, Father. We are utterly dependent upon you and your goodness and the presence of your Spirit. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll pick up here next week. See you next Thursday.